You are tuned in to Kids
in the Pit.
Hey guys, it's Gabe from the Kids in the Pit podcast. Today I'm joined by Nick Remendelli and Jason Shevchuk from the band Town Liar.
Hi.
Hello.
Yeah. So, what do you guys each do in Town Liar?
Well, I play.
Go
ahead. Sorry, Jason.
I play guitar and I sing.
Nice.
And I play guitar.
Awesome. What other bands have you guys been in?
Nick?
All right. Well, interesting enough, Jason and I pretty much started together with one of our first bands was called Bound. And then I was in a band called Autumn. And very, very briefly in another band with Jason called The Break and Mile, which did nothing. Then very briefly,
I wouldn't say did nothing.
We just practiced. We never did any. We wrote songs and just practiced, but we never got out of the practice space. Oh. And then, it was fun. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was great.
And then I was very briefly in No More Black, played bass for a couple months. And then I think then after that.
Awesome.
After high school, Nick and I, we started Bound. Then after that, I was in a band called Kid Dynamite. After that, None More Black. After that, I did a project called Lagretia. And then I guess Former Member was another project that I just recently did. I'm starting to lose track. And now this, Town Liar.
Nice. I really like the Kid Dynamite song that talks about all ages shows. I'm actually wearing a paint a black hoodie because
I know.
Dan Eamon was in Kid Dynamite too.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Paint a Black is probably my favorite band to see live.
Nice. Did you see them live recently?
I've seen them six times, and I think they've only played like seven times since they got back together.
Yeah.
Because I saw that their first show, and there was one in like Canada that we didn't go to because it was at a festival, and it was kind of, it was kind of expensive, and also we had to go over a border and stuff. So
yeah, it's tricky. Do you like the new record?
So I don't like it as much as the older stuff, but it's still good.
Yeah, I love it. I think it's great.
Nice.
Have you checked out Open City?
What'd you say?
Open City. Yeah, it's Dan's other band. He's got another band.
No, I didn't Open know he was City. In a new band. It's cool.
Mm-hmm. Right, Jason?
Yeah, they've put out a few records now.
Two, I think, right?
Yeah.
They just put out a new one.
Nice.
Female singer, like female fronted band, but like I think screaming, right? I think she's like more of like a hardcore kind of band.
Nice, I'll check it out.
Yeah, it's good.
Yep. Okay, so back to your current band. When did Town Liar start?
We started during the pandemic. Let's see. I was on a walk around my neighborhood, and a dude came running out of his house because I was wearing a Jade Tree t-shirt. And
nice.
he said, "Hey, I see you walking around my neighborhood. I know a couple guys who were in bands on Jade Tree." And it turned out to be Ed Brown from the band Shades Apart. He plays drums, and he lives two blocks from me, and I didn't know it.
Oh.
And he suggested kind of putting a project together. So like just to do it virtually, like for each of us to kind of do our parts, because no one was practicing. We were all still stuck in our houses, right? So we started to try to, I immediately like thought of Nick. I said, you know, this would be cool because we had talked about doing something for years. And then it just kind of fizzled, then came back when, you know, once we started to get out more and be able to like be around people, we tried to do it physically, but it just kind of didn't work out. And then we just Nick called Benny up and was like, "Hey, do you want to take it from there, Nick?"
Yeah, I mean, we were, you know, Ed was great, just wasn't like, didn't really kind of fit with what we were trying to do, I think. And so Jason and I were, you know, kind of just trying to think about maybe who. And, you know, we'd known, like, you know, Jason and I have known each other forever. We've known Benny forever. The only one we haven't really known too well is Heath. And so I just said, like, what about Benny? Even though, you know, he was playing, I think, at the time in Mercy Union, the Gaslight Anthem hadn't gotten back together at that point. And honestly, we didn't, I don't think either one of us thought he was going to say yes, right, Jason?
You know, I was very skeptical. And I told
Yeah.
Benny when he called me, you know, I said, "Man, I didn't even think he'd be interested because I just figured he'd be too busy." I had no idea that Gaslight wasn't playing as often as they were. I just knew he was at Mercy Union, and I had no idea that he had moved, you know, back. Actually, he moved down towards my parents. And I was pleasantly surprised when he was into it.
Yeah, he asked for a couple songs and we sent him the songs and he liked it. And then we got together and then that was it. And then I was talking to Heath on Instagram like over the pandemic. I was watching, like, everybody was doing these videos of them playing. Jason did a couple too, I think, right? And Heath did a couple and I, you know, I kind of caught them. I didn't really, even though we kind of grew up in a very, very close area together, like, I didn't really know Heath too well, and I just reached out to him, and he was a guitar player. But I said, you know, do you want to come down and try playing bass? And he came down, and I think it was perfect. Like, it was just, he nailed it. It was exactly, I think, what we were looking for without even knowing what we were looking for.
Nice. That's cool that someone from the Gaslight Anthem is in this band.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's,
Are you a
yeah.
fan?
It does. It's just Benny. I mean, like, we've known
Yeah.
him when he was your age.
Do you
Yeah,
like not far from your age, right? He was what, 15?
15 probably, and he was putting
Yeah.
on shoes, and he was younger than us, but we, you know, everybody took him under their wings, and he just kind of was Benny.
Nice. Didn't they like play the Flyers game a few days ago? My dad
Devils, right?
went there the other he went to there. I didn't go because it was really expensive, but I mean, and also it was outdoors. I mean, I th was kind of old. I don't
It was
know.
very cold.
Yeah.
I think it was yeah, it was an expensive thing, but it was cool that like there were a ton of acts there. Like, didn't like the Jonas Brothers play or something?
I think so. I think it was,
Yeah.
yeah.
Like, it's usually if a band or something plays, it's usually only one, right? Can't speak right now. Yeah, at a sporting event. But
I
that's
guess
how
it
there
depends
was
on the
two.
sporting event. I mean,
Yeah.
sometimes they have like a halftime show. They have
Oh,
someone who
yeah.
does this song, someone who does this song.
Yeah.
I think Jason too. He was telling us, and I didn't. I have to admit, I watched them play, but I'm not like a sports guy, so I didn't really watch the game. But I guess he was telling us, Jason, right, that they had to play every time there was a goal.
Oh,
Is that
yeah.
right, Jason?
Yes. Because
Okay.
the Flyers, and you should have Benny on your show. I'm sure you would probably do it.
Oh, he didn't.
When the Flyers score a goal at any of their home games, they play the Gaslight Anthem. They play the same song every
Yeah.
time they score a goal. It's like a hype song. And that's the song that they played live whenever they scored a goal,
I thought it was
which
the devil.
apparently was quite often.
I thought it was the Devils, not the Flyers. Then
Yeah, the
too.
Devils. Yeah, the Devils.
Okay.
Did I say the Flyers? I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's the Flyers.
I meant the Devils.
Yeah, I knew it was something like that. Like I knew they didn't like actually like play like a style. I know that it wasn't like a set, but I heard that like it was something like that.
Yeah, they were really good.
Yeah. So does Townmeyer have any like shows lined up?
We have one April 18th, I think, at the church in,
18th?
or I'm
Okay.
sorry, 20th.
Middle of April. Yeah, 20th or 18th.
Yeah, it's a Saturday, so it's probably, I think, is it? It's I got word. It's the 20th.
Yeah.
Word from the couch. It's the 20th. And that's at the church in Philly. And then I think June 1st, maybe in Brooklyn.
Yeah, maybe June 1st. We don't really have the details on that one yet in New York.
Yeah, we'll try to make it out to the church because we're in Delaware and that's really close. So
Oh, cool. Where in Delaware?
Middletown.
Oh, okay. I'm not so
So
sure.
it's
Close to
like
Wilmington, right?
it's like in between Dover and Wilmington.
Okay.
So and yeah, about like the church, I really like the like carpet there. Like it's just like iconic and it's cool.
That place is
Yeah.
like.
Yep. And I also saw I Painted Black there twice, seen a few other shows there, but Painted Black did two like it was 2 nights and it was like a show, it was like a home show thing. It was cool.
Yeah. Jason, how many
But it
times
was
have you played
hot.
there, Jason?
I've lost count.
A lot though, right?
Yeah, it's been a bunch.
How many times have you played there with me?
Well, none.
One.
Oh, you were in the band when we played there? I
Yeah.
couldn't remember.
With
Yeah, so I
Lifeside?
guess Bound did we you I didn't realize that you were in Bound at that time.
Yeah.
Okay, so this will be our second time playing the church together.
Yeah.
Nice. 30 years after 30 years
Yeah.
later.
Nice. So where do you guys live and where did you grow up? I mean, no, but where? I messed up.
No worries.
That's good.
So I grew up in Bridgewater, New Jersey, pretty much, like kind of around different areas, like like Watchung area, but then eventually I moved to Bridgewater. And now I live in Doylestown, Pennsylvania, which is like a like hour outside of Philly, hour and 20 minutes outside of Philly or so.
Nice.
I grew up in Ringgoes, New Jersey, which isn't far from Bridgewater. Sort of like how Nick and I met is we just our bands played together and then we worked together at a car dealership, which was probably where we got closest, right? Like,
Yeah,
and
definitely.
I currently live in Garwood, New Jersey.
Nice. Did you see a show there, a Hot Water Music show there?
Crossroads.
Yeah,
Garwood?
it's right down the street.
You couldn't
Nice.
go because it was 21 and up.
Yep.
Ooh.
Sucked.
That's your favorite band, right? Hot Water
Yep, Hot
Music?
Water Music.
Yep.
I've
They're playing there
seen.
again, I think, coming up.
You
Kidding
can't
me? I
go.
think.
Can you get me and like Gordy or something? And can we just go in like one of those two people like suits?
Yeah, if you
I
get a
just
trench
want
coat,
to,
you can sit on my
yeah,
shoulders.
trench coat, and then I just watch them like that.
You know, I bet if you played your cards, you could probably get into that show. I've seen kids there who were with the band.
Okay. Chuck
Put
would get you in,
out some
I do
feelers.
think. So we're, I mean,
Chuck
yeah,
loves you.
because we know him pretty well.
Andy?
Reach out.
No, Chuck.
Oh, Chuck.
Like,
Okay.
not like he's like our best friend, but like we can message him and like he'll respond. Like we talk to him sometimes, but
Maybe
he's
he'll
really
get
cool.
there. The shows go really late there. It's like,
Yeah.
I mean, for me, I'm usually in bed by the time the shows even start. So for me to go to a show there, I'm kind of just drained by the end of the night.
I saw Paint of Black at Fest in 2023 because they're like the first time they played again was in 2022 at Fest. Oh no, wait, that wasn't the first time they played. That was actually the first time they played it was in like New the first time they played again, it was in New York on their way
Yeah,
down.
we didn't go to that.
Yeah, so we missed two of them. But yeah, at the second Fest that they played, played at 1:40 a.m. They started at
Wow.
1:40 a.m. And yeah, it was crazy.
I'm in bed by 9 a.m. or 9 p.m.
Yep.
Was their one show of the fest when they went
Yeah,
on at one?
one
Oh
fest.
wow. Because I know sometimes like when None More Black played 1 year, we played our show and then we played like a secret warehouse show in the woods at like 1 a.m.
In the woods.
Sometimes bands do that. Yeah, they had like
Yeah, Dan went to a couple.
a bunch of like warehouses that, you know, it's like industrial. where you could just rent a big warehouse and throw a bunch of stuff in it and like shut the, you know, like Pawn Stars, not Pawn Stars. What's that show where they bid on
The storage units?
Storage Wars?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I love
So they would
that.
have these like big storage like units and they would put shows on. It
Oh,
was
wow.
really fun too.
That's cool.
So what is a Town Liar song you suggest people look up, and where can they find your songs online?
All
They could
right.
just go to Bandcamp and hear them all. I guess my one of my favorites is Style and Title, which is the first song on that record.
Nice.
My favorite, I think,
Good
is
representation.
Fine All Over, I'd say. But that and Backwoods, like those kind of, I fluctuate between the two.
I didn't realize you liked Backwoods so much.
Nice. So, how old were you each when you started playing instruments or singing in bands?
Well, I was 12. I was in seventh grade and I started playing guitar because this kid, Matt Scala, played guitar and he had like all the friends. So I thought like I wanted all the friends, so I'm gonna play guitar. And then it became like I want to get better than that guy. So that was sort of my evolution.
Nice.
The
And
first time I think I ever sang was my older brother was in a band and they practiced in my parents' basement. And I don't know why, if they were just looking for singers, they just needed somebody to sing a part. The first song I sang was 18 in Life by Skid Row. And then I sang Seek and Destroy by Metallica.
nice.
And then that was sort of it. And then I played the first time I played an instrument was when I was 16. My friend's band needed a bass player, and I thought, well, you know, I think I could do it. There's only four strings. That was sort of my mentality, not knowing how hard the bass actually was. So that was sort of the first time I was introduced to playing a stringed instrument.
The crazy thing about Jason is that Jason could play like every instrument, and he probably wouldn't say that out loud, but he could play. I haven't heard him play the drums, but I would imagine if he tried to play the drums, he would be an amazing drummer. But piano, guitar, bass, sings. Am I missing something?
None of them
Don't say
well,
it. Don't
just
say it.
well enough to do what I
That's
want
not
to do.
true.
That's it.
Well, I don't.
Thank
He's amazing at
you, Nick.
much any instrument he picks up, but
So like, do you, Jason, do you prefer like singing and like do you prefer just singing or like singing and playing guitar together?
you know, I think I prefer doing one thing, whether it's playing guitar. I would love to just play guitar, and I would also love to just sing, but doing both is such a challenge that's kind of like the sweet spot for me, because the songs I write, I don't really want anybody else to sing, and I really don't want anybody else singing over, you know, or vice versa, because I have so much fun like connecting with the music. But like I would prefer to do just one of them, whether it's singing or playing guitar. But if I had to choose right now, I'd probably say playing guitar. It's just been a lot of fun.
And also, like, if you're just singing and not playing guitar at the same time, you can like move around a lot more.
Yeah, you
And
have
like,
a lot more responsibility on stage.
yeah, and also you can like put the mic in people's face and stuff, so
Yeah, that's
that's
fun.
fun.
That's always fun.
So, what was the first punk, hardcore, or metal show you attended, and how old were you?
I'm gonna start with the first concert, and then I'll go to the first hardcore show. First concert was Bon Jovi and Cinderella at the Meadowlands, and I was like probably around your age. And that was like when Bon Jovi was like super popular. So that was like Slippery When Wet. And then the first hardcore show I went to was Sick of It All and I was probably about 15. And then it was a while after that. And then after that, it was Vision and Leeway at City Gardens was like my second like real proper like punk hardcore show.
Nice. I mean, my like third hardcore show was Sick of It All. And that was really cool.
Oh, I love Sick of It All.
Yep. They're great.
Yeah, they're the best. They're the best hardcore band.
Yep. And
I would
also,
concur.
so we went to Japan to see them like a few weeks ago. We
I know,
went,
I follow
I
them on
mean,
Instagram.
so they played four shows in Japan in January, and we just like flew out and went to both of the Tokyo shows. There were two of them. And we just, there were 2 days in between both. So we did one, and then we just went around Tokyo for 2 days and explored the city. And then we did the next one, and then we had, then did we go home the next day? Yep. Yeah, it was really cool.
It's an amazing experience.
It was awesome.
Were they must have been huge venues, right? I
So they
imagine.
weren't huge, but they, I mean, so the first one was bigger than places Sick of It All plays, but
A
this,
little bigger than here, not much.
you don't think so?
I don't know. They weren't huge.
I don't know. But the second one was just about like the size of places Sick of It All plays,
Church,
like
maybe?
yeah, the size of the church maybe. It
Oh, yeah.
was
Oh, cool. That's cool.
called the Anti, was it Anti,
Antinok.
Anti-Doc. It was cool.
You had a
Did you see a
pretty
lot of
sweet house.
good Japanese hardcore bands?
Yeah, they were pretty good. There was
Yeah.
there were a few there. There was one called Numb. That the first show was it was Cocoa Bat and Numb and Sick of It All. They were pretty good, both of those.
And you staged it.
Yes, for Sick of It All. It was great. A lot. Yep. And also at the Antinok show in at that venue, like I think it was exactly 30 years on that day they played the same venue. And it was like their first Japan show, which is awesome.
Wow.
Or it might have, it was either 30.
99.
Oh, I thought it was
90.
30 years ago.
I don't know.
Maybe it was just on that
92.
day. Maybe.
Yeah, I think it was just that day. I don't
Yeah, I don't know.
Still cool.
Yep. So, Jason, what was the first punk hardcore metal show you attended, and how old were you?
It was probably my brother's band played a Battle of the Bands with this local band called Knuckle Sandwich. They were from Flemington, New Jersey. And they were like,
You know what a knuckle sandwich
I would call them pop punk,
is?
right, Nick?
Yeah,
Was that like maybe even
like Bad
their,
Religion-y, but like a little pop.
and they had like, they had, I remember being really impressed because they had their demo was like professionally made, had really nice covers, and the print was printed on the tape, rather than like a sticker, like when we put out tapes or demo tapes. But it was like, it was Knuckle Sandwich and my brother's band and a couple other bands. And it was, I remember being like, the school made everyone sit on the bleachers, and the stage was like sort of on the side, so there was no audience. And then Richie, the singer of Knuckle Sandwich, just kind of told everybody to come down in front of the stage, and then there was all this like mayhem going on. And
Was that your
the school
school?
shut it down.
Was that your school?
Yeah, it was at 100 and Central.
Because they played my school too, and there was a very at a Battle of the Bands, it was a very similar like thing. I
Yeah.
think it shut down maybe too.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Nice. How old were you?
I was probably, I think I was in the 8th grade, so what was I, 13 maybe?
Nice. So what are some of your favorite bands to see live?
For me, it's Metallica.
Nice. I have never seen Metallica, but I want to someday.
Yeah, I think I didn't see them on this last tour because I'm waiting for them to come to Philly, which I imagine that's probably where you would go, right? Is
Yeah.
that the closest? Which I imagine on the next US leg they'll probably announce Philly.
I
But
mean,
it's
probably
one
it
of
would
those,
make
like
sense.
the band is the band, it's my favorite band of all, ever, really. I got into them at the age of 13, and they've been with me my entire life. So seeing them live and like watching their progression and how they age and how they adapt their show to their age, and just hearing how like James's voice changes over time and how he's performs live now. It's just very interesting seeing them evolve into the band that they looks like they're having a lot more fun now rather than being so serious.
Yep. And like thing is that like just their tickets are so expensive now because they play stadiums and stuff.
You know, it's funny. I have my very first concert was Michael Jackson, and the Jackson 5 when they in 1984, my mom framed the tickets, and it's actually like they're somewhere back there, but the tickets were like $30.
Oh, wow.
That's crazy.
The King of Pop. That's like, you know, it was at the height of his, I mean, Thriller was already out. This was the Jackson's victory tour. And it was under $30 a ticket at JFK Stadium in Philly.
Wow.
Yeah, times have changed.
That's like how much you would pay for like a hardcore show?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, that's crazy.
Oh, but when we were going to hardcore shows, they were like $5 and a can of food.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or just a can of food.
Or just
that. Yeah.
Like, it's like a benefit. Yeah, it's crazy, like... Now, if Michael Jackson was still alive, it would probably cost hundreds of dollars to see him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe even upwards of like a grand.
Yeah. Thousands. Yeah. That's like Taylor Swift level, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like, Michael Jackson is like, I feel like pretty much like everyone knows him, unless you're like in like an uncontacted tribe in the middle of the Amazon rainforest.
Yeah. I was obsessed. He was my first, like, the first artist I ever loved was Michael Jackson. I loved Thriller. I loved the video. I loved like the, my parents had a Betamax, like a it's like a videotape deck. And they bought me the tape of Thriller, and it had the making of documentary. That was like a feature length documentary about the making of just the music video. And I would just watch it all the time, over and over and over and over.
Nice.
That's cool. Smooth Criminal. I mean, that's like probably one of the greatest songs I've ever written.
I had the Sega Genesis game, Moonwalker.
Oh, I forgot about that.
That was a lot of fun.
I didn't know that existed, but
Man, it's fun. You got to track it down. If there's a sim or a mod for it, like you can play it online.
Like a what's it called, emulate, like an emulator.
Yeah, an emulator. Like he would like do his dance moves and like kick, and like he would like throw his hat and then be like a boomerang and would hit like a villain and then come back to him.
What?
It's cool. And it would play like 8-bit like soundtrack of his songs.
Nice. That's
really cool.
So Nick, what are some of your favorite bands to see live?
Oh, wow. Matt and Kim, always. Whenever Matt and Kim comes through town, I like to go see them. Thursday, Sick of It All, Sunny Day Real Estate, Mr. Bungle, probably drawn blank of people I want to say, but those are some of the highlights.
We got to mention Counting Crows.
Oh yeah, Jason and I, how many times have we seen Counting Crows together?
Yeah, that was our first concert after the pandemic was Counting Crows in Atlantic City.
Yeah,
and it just kind of blew both of our minds, I think.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Good they were. That was an amazing show. Yeah. Thanks for saying that.
No, I haven't.
Very true.
He's never heard of them.
Were they?
Oh, the Counting Crows?
They're kind of big.
What are they like?
Not a hardcore band.
No.
Rock. Like very alternative rock.
So, what is your favorite place you've toured with any bands?
I'll let Jason. Jason has been way more experienced with this than me. So let's let Jason.
My favorite place, like, I mean, I guess we toured None More Black, went to Europe with Good Riddance, and that was my first time over there. So that was just really exciting. It was great. Like we shared a bus with them. So it was the first time ever that I wasn't responsible for anything other than just being on the bus at a certain time. And you could just kind of, you wake up, you're in a different city that's just with great architecture and culture, and then you play your show and you still have a few more hours to kill. And it was just a lot of fun at that time. The lineup of None More Black was me, Paul and Colin and Dave Wagonshoots, who was also playing in Good Riddance. So it was kind of like when None More Black started to like really find our identity and find our live legs. So it was, that was a really fun experience.
Nice. Do you have like any like specific countries that you liked the most?
I think I liked Amsterdam was pretty cool. Switzerland, Zurich was great. Yeah, I mean, I think Amsterdam was cool just from all the waterways and architecture and museums. We had a lot of fun.
Nice. So Nick, have you been to like anywhere cool too?
So, Townliers is like, relatively new, and we've only played five shows, I think, so far, and haven't toured, so like if I had to go like back to like when I did, I toured a little bit with Autumn, so I would say probably like a couple really cool places that I loved, and we never went outside the U.S., but like Chicago was great. Always had great shows in Ohio, believe it or not. I'd say, upstate New York was great, like Syracuse and like areas like that. We always had like great shows up there. So like maybe not like tour. Oh, fun place like to go, like Louisville was great. Because like at that time, like we were hanging with the guys in Elliott and things like that, and like and Guilt, I think. So it was like just like this really cool community of like punk rock. Like it was like at the height of Initial Records and whatnot. And so I think if I had to choose one, I think like Louisville would have been probably my top.
What is the weirdest thing you've ever eaten?
For me, I'd say tripe is probably it. That's like the lining of a cow's stomach, which is as gross as it sounds. My parents are Italian, and so like it was pretty common to like cook tripe or chicken feet or things like that. Like they still had that old school like where they would cook that stuff. So like tripe is probably the weirdest, grossest thing
Wow.
I've eaten. It looks like
Yeah.
honeycombs. Ugh.
My father is Ukrainian, and he didn't make me try it. He asked me to try something when I was young. I wouldn't say I'm an adventurous eater at all, and it's probably stems from this one experience, but it's called Holodets, and it's like slow cooked pig's feet in like a gelatin.
Okay, then.
It's as gross as it sounds. It's
Yeah,
it
that does not
was
sound good. So
absolutely disgusting.
it's
See
pig
now,
feet. It's pig feet cooked in pig fat.
it's like slow cooked and it
That's
just
gelatinous.
gelatinizes, and then there's like another layer of gelatin cooked into it, and it's like a de my dad treats it like a delicacy, but
It's
my
fun. So
God.
my mom used to put pig skin in pasta sauce, and like I remember loving it. Yeah, like I
Because it would
totally
render
never
out.
thought about
Would
it.
she start with the pigskin? Like, would it render down into the like oil or
Not
fat?
I don't, no, I think she would like I don't think she would put it in like actually when the sauce was in there
Huh.
because it was still pretty intact because you could eat
Yeah.
it. Like it was really like it's probably so bad for you, but at the time, like I think as a kid, I think I loved it.
Wow.
How about you, Gabe?
What?
What's the
What's the
worst thing
worst
you've
thing?
ever eaten, or most interesting thing you've
Okay,
ever eaten?
so it was good. Okay. So in Colorado, Fort Collins, Colorado. Okay, I had to think of it. There was this like exotic like candy store, and there were like cockroaches that were like flavored, and they had like seasoning on
Crickets.
them.
Ugh. Crickets.
Okay. Yeah, I'm glad it wasn't cockroaches. I got those mixed up.
Oh,
Crickets.
okay.
Crickets, not cockroaches.
Still pretty,
And
adventurous.
still
They
have
had
creepy
like
legs.
flavors, like one of them was like sour cream and onion, one of them was like cheddar or something. Does not sound good. And it wasn't good. I mean, it tasted good, but like the texture was not good at all. It just felt like I was eating a bug, so because I was.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. I can't even get my daughter's the same age as you, and I can't get her to eat more than three different things, so.
Yeah, I'm not very picky, but my brother is, but he's like eating more stuff. So I was very picky when I was younger, though. Like I didn't eat
What are your
anything.
thoughts on sushi? Do you eat sushi?
I haven't had much like sushi. All I've had is like California rolls, which is so we were in Japan and for some reason we didn't have sushi there.
I bet it's
I heard it's
Someone
good
was
there.
scared of the raw fish. It's safe.
I think Jason and I are both big lovers of sushi, right?
Oh yeah.
I mean,
Yeah,
I want to try.
I eat Philly rolls, and they're not going to have Philly rolls in Japan.
Okay, well,
Or California rolls.
why are you scared of
I
like?
just don't do raw fish. It was very
Then
overwhelming.
let me try it.
Sorry. Next time.
Yeah. Well, if there is next time,
You like
maybe.
edamame?
What is
Have you
that?
had it? I don't think you've had it.
It's delicious.
You would like
It's like a
it. What is
soy
it?
pod, the soybeans, a steamed soybean. They also have the tofu that's really good.
I'll check it out. I'm trying to try it. What was your favorite TV show when you were my age?
Oh, Jason,
Wrestling.
go for
It
it.
was WWF wrestling for me. Because like at the time, I think most of my favorite shows were all like just shows I was watching out of syndication, like Different Strokes and What's Happening. And those shows were on like when I was like really young, but they were on like every day after school. But wrestling, yeah, WWF, Saturday mornings, WrestleMania, pay-per-view parties, Saturday night main event was like a huge deal. I would be so excited to stay up late. And then later, because it was like a year, The Simpsons started when, 89?
I think
I think I
89.
was 13 when The Simpsons started. So yeah, it was like The Simpsons and Family Matters came next, but like I was all about wrestling.
Nice. So, like, I don't really understand, like, why are there so many of very similar names? Like, there's WWF, there's WWE, and there's WWA. Like, what is it even? Is it an acronym? What is it?
Well, it used to be the World Wrestling Federation. But
Okay.
there was also the wildlife charity, which was WWF, which was the World Wildlife
Federation.
Federation. And I think they sued over they might have sued the World Wrestling Federation for the name. So then World Wrestling Federation became World Wrestling Entertainment, WWE. And at
Oh.
that time there were also like other like promoters like WCW, they would all do had their own wrestlers under contract. And then there was then backyard wrestling became really popular. That was kind of after I kind of just stopped being interested in it.
ECW, right, too? Because I know
ECW, which was
Bates
like
were
really
way into
extreme
ECW.
wrestling. And now I think there's like TNT, which is a competitor to WWE. I catch it sometimes when it's on like Wednesday nights. After Big Bang Theory, like it'll just come on, and me and my son will just be kind of enthralled, and we'll watch it for 10 or 15 minutes when he should be going to bed. But yeah, wrestling.
Nice. I mean, so the first time I watched wrestling was at Fest, in Gainesville, and it was crazy. So like this, I mean, it was almost like comedy, but it was just so funny to watch.
Yeah.
It was
How
like
creative.
it was just like crazy, like, and they had the goofiest names. Like one of them was like the bear, I think, and they almost like threw each other off the thing onto like the floor, like out of the
Was it
ring.
outside? Was it outdoors or
No,
indoors?
it was indoors in like
Yeah.
a venue.
Did they have bands play like while the wrestling was going on?
No, that would be cool though.
Well, that's what I was gonna say. Like our buddy Walt. Who played, what is that, Step Ahead, Jason, like way back
Yeah.
when?
He booked
Or booked,
Beaver College. He used to book Beaver
right.
College.
And he
Yeah.
just booked us recently. We played in Pennsylvania a couple months ago. But he puts on shows, and he puts on like these wrestling shows with bands too, like him and his friend Chris, I think. So in like the Lehigh Valley, Pennsylvania area. So it's like these wrestling events with like these hardcore bands too.
Yeah, it's sort of like the independent circuit for wrestlers who maybe their goal is to make it to the, you know, the big time. They go on these like these independent tours, playing like Manville Elks, you know, like Elks yeah. Lodges and stuff like that. They come and they set up the ring, so it's kind of parallel to hardcore.
Yeah, it was pretty cool to watch.
Can I ask you a question? Was there like a fest champion crowned? Is there a fest belt?
Maybe.
Probably. We didn't watch that much.
Yeah, we only watched like one of them.
I wonder if it's recurring, if they do it every year now.
Every year.
Yeah, they do it every year.
It's called Fest Wrestling. Fest Wrestling. Yep. Part of it.
Missed opportunity. Festling. Festling.
Yeah.
Yep. Nick, what was your favorite TV show at 12?
I'm just going to rattle off shows. I don't know if I was 12 or not. I loved what was the one with Michael Keaton, or not Michael James Fox, or Michael J. Fox?
Family Ties,
Growing Pains, Saved by the Bell. But then I liked weird stuff too. Like I watched St. Elsewhere as like a 12-year-old kid, which was like this hospital drama, and I remember like sitting in my room crying watching the finale. And like Dark Shadows, the original, like I was like watching it on like Channel 13, like when I was like, I would watch stuff that like no normal 12 or 13 year old would watch. Yeah. I watched Days of Our Lives, like weird stuff.
Yeah, I remember seeing like General Hospital when I was a kid, because my mom would have it on like during the day. And they would have this like, there was this storyline where there was like a Boston Strangler type character. And that was like their season arc, was they were trying to figure out who was like strangling these people.
Yeah, mine was a demonic possession.
I've never heard of like any of those shows that you guys have mentioned.
I mean, you're better off.
Yeah, what's now. Your favorite show? What do you watch?
I don't know.
Big Bang Theory.
I don't know. It's fine.
Great.
You watched Wonder Years for a while.
Yeah, that was good. Wonder Years.
The reboot the new one?
No.
Hold on.
Good. Yeah, that's great.
You don't watch much TV. Kids don't watch TV. They watch TikTok.
Yeah.
So, okay. So what is an animal you choose to scale up to the size of a horse if they wouldn't kill or eat you?
Animal that would scale up to the size of a horse. What you take this, Jason?
No, maybe like a lizard, because you have that big tail. You could ride it and
be fun.
Have that tail whipping around.
That could be cool.
I'm gonna go with like a cat.
Nice.
Be cool. I'm not a big cat fan, but I've grown to become a little more fond of them, so I'm gonna go with cats.
But what I mean, if you scale up a lizard, it has to eat.
What's it gonna eat?
Yeah.
You? Well, no, you can't.
You said it can't eat. That's the rule. Would it eat a horse?
You just like get a horse and just there you go.
I wouldn't mind if it ate that we just made larger.
You have to scale up a mouse or something.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you could tell your 12-year-old self anything at all, what would you tell him?
It's funny. I was listening to your podcast just recently with the girl from the singer from, I can't think of it. What was it?
All Right.
Yes. And her answer is very similar to what my answer is. I think I spent a lot of like my like time your age, like looking up to people and trying to like emulate them and not really like concentrating on like myself and being myself. And I think I did that way into my 20s too. And so if I can go back and tell my 12-year-old self something, I would just say, you know, just do your own thing, be yourself, and everything will turn out okay.
Nice.
My answer isn't as deep. It's very good. But mine is when my mom would say, your room has too much clutter, We're going to the flea market and we're selling all your action figures. I would stand up and say, no. You're not selling my Star Wars figures, my He-Man figures,
She did
my
that?
A-Team figures.
What?
I agreed. I said, okay, I'm getting older. I don't need these things. But now, how cool would it be to open up a box and just have my John Rambo, my wrestling toys, my Star Wars toys, my He-Man toys? Be awesome. But it's
Also,
funny because now I'm going through a similar thing with my kids, where we're trying to get rid of clutter. And I'm thinking back to, well, what should we keep? What should we get rid of? What will the young one you play with later? So yeah, that's what I would do, and I'd want to keep my toys.
Also, couldn't those Star Wars figures that you guys got rid of, couldn't they be worth something?
Possibly. Yeah.
So you'll never know.
It's true.
Yeah.
So have you guys ever heard of Skylanders? They're
Is that figures, right? Or
They're
something?
figures, but
The
they are
game?
like they're like you put there's like a portal thing. And you
Yes.
put like they have like a little thing in the base and you
Oh,
place them
yeah.
there and you play as the figurine. Like you play as in a video game.
What kind of battle? Is it like a battler or something almost like?
So
They're like
it's like
amiibos.
this and like it has a little thing in the bottom and you like put it on something and then you play it in the game.
I think I
So
would have loved that.
when I was like five, I loved these things so much. But I don't play them very much. So some of them, for some reason, go for a ton. So we are selling some of them. And I'm getting some of the money.
Nice.
Nice. Strike while the iron's hot, I guess.
So anything to add before we wrap it up?
I have a question for you. I'm going to ask you a question. So tell what who would you say was your best guest, and who is a big want for you as a guest?
So like my just like my favorite that I've interviewed so far.
Yeah, and then one that you is like on your top of your wish list to interview.
I mean, so Chuck Reagan was a really good one. Chuck Reagan, Hot Water Music. Brian Baker from Bad Religion, Minor Threat, that was a great one. And Eric Melvin from NoFX was really fun. Pete and his daughter Lucy, which is my best friend. That was a really fun one to interview because we just had fun. It was just a really cool one. And my top lists. So I really want to interview Chris Cresswell from Hot Water Music and the Flatliners, Dan Yeaman, which we're trying to do, and Jamie Josta. Like those are
Oh, cool. Those are all great. Yeah.
Jason, do you want to say anything before we end it?
Just thank you for inviting us and thank you for your time. Thank you for doing what you're doing.
No problem.
Yeah, I love your podcast. I listen to it all the time.
Thank
I
you.
started with Josh Alvarez, who's a friend of ours. In fact, all the guys in Crust Keys, we love them. So I started there, and I was like, without any idea of what your podcast was, and I was like, oh, this is really cool. And then I just did a deep dive, and I listened to Milo's today, and I listened to another one today. I can't remember which one, but I was like, yeah, I you do a great job. So yeah, definitely keep it up. Keep doing what you're doing. I think it's
Hey,
fantastic.
thank
Gabe,
you.
one more thing. Do you play music as well?
Yeah, I do guitar, bass, drums, and vocals.
Oh, cool.
And
So
you're
you're a
jazz
one
musician.
man band
Yeah,
all at the same
I do
time?
all those. Well, I can't play all of it, but I mean, I can play all of it, but not at the same time.
What's your favorite?
Probably guitar.
Yeah.
That's what I started
And you
with.
have a band?
Yeah.
What's
And
it
you play with your
called?
dad's band sometime too, right?
Yep, that too.
What's your band called?
Mine or my dad's band?
Yours.
I mean, so we kind of have a name, except we don't really. So,
If you don't want to go public with it, I don't want to force you. It's an
right.
important
So, I
step.
mean, we don't really have a name yet. So, we're trying to work on
Okay,
one.
well,
So,
we can give you a bunch of our leftover ones.
that's
Weird.
the coolest part of being in a band is
You have leftover band names.
coming to the name,
I was pretty bad at it. I had some real stinkers.
Well, you did an online generator, like
I did
band
use an app.
generator.
I tried an app.
All right. Okay. Well,
we'll keep you here all night, Gabe.
Yeah. Well, thanks to Nick and Jason for joining me today. Thanks to all of you for watching or listening. Please subscribe to my YouTube channel, follow me on Spotify and other streaming platforms. Until next week. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.